If you came here to be calmer, wiser, and happier, then you are in the right place. This is Zen Commuter. Good morning, travelers, and welcome to your morning Zen Commute. I am your host, Tom Walters, and this is Zen Commuter, your Monday through Friday meditation podcast aimed at moving you forward peacefully, helping you live a calmer, more satisfying life. Today's episode is brought to you by the 8 Sleep System Mattress. There are a lot of mattress companies out there. You know, the ones that send you a mattress, let's try it for 100 days, and you can send it back if you don't like it. Well, the good thing about the Sleep System Mattress at 8, it's one of those systems, but with so much more, because the others don't have technology woven into them. The 8 Sleep System Mattress can adjust the temperature on your side of the bed or the side of the bed for your spouse or significant other, two different zones. And to that point, it can keep your body at the optimal temperature so that you get a perfect night's sleep. It even knows when you are in a lighter phase of sleep and then wakes you up accordingly. All this technology is geared to helping you get a great night's sleep so that you wake up refreshed and ready to take on the new day. To see the technology and to understand it better, simply go to zncommute.com/Zen8. That's zncommute.com/ZENEIGHT. Before we start our topic today, got a question for you. How did you like Friday's meditation? If you dug that, did you know that you can have access to more meditations, guided meditations? Yeah, simply by becoming a super fan of Zen Commuter. To do that, all you have to do is go out to patreon.com/Zen Commuter and become a super fan of the show. Pledge anywhere from $1 a month to $50 a month to help keep the show going, and you have access to some resources that aren't available to everybody of Zen Commuter. So check it on out. One last time, that's patreon.com/Zen Commuter. But now let's get into our show. What am I talking about today? Today, I'm talking about music and meditation. I'll answer the question, should you or should you not have music during your meditation? But I'll also talk about some ways to integrate music into your meditations if you are a beginner, because there's definitely some certain things that you want to be aware of so that you don't lose your focus. Let's start with the most obvious question. Should you meditate with music or should you not? While that may seem like the most pressing question, it doesn't have an answer because, as you may have guessed, it's all depending on what's going to be most beneficial for you. I would imagine there are some people who've been meditating for their whole lives, much like I have. But unlike me, there are people that say, wow, you know, if you're a true meditator, you don't need anything else but your breath to meditate. And as I say that, I know that sounds kind of negative, and there are people that believe that, but I'm hoping they are the minority, because I would imagine anybody that is a steadfast meditation teacher, they would say the exact same thing that I do, and that is that it depends on what you're doing. It depends on what works for you. So let's talk about the pluses and the minuses. If you are meditating to music, what are some of the perks? Well, depending on what you're using for music, you can use those instruments or that music as the focus of your meditation. So it will deepen your focus. So instead of focusing on your breath or maybe just a mantra, you can focus on the music itself and have that be the basis of your meditation, the one point of focus for your entire session. The other thing that seems pretty natural, if you've stepped into a spa or a yoga class, it's just relaxing. So it already gets you into that space of relaxation, even before you start taking those deep breaths that are going to trigger the relaxation response as well. They set the tone for your meditation. And from a more esoteric standpoint, there are some words, phrases, or lyrics that trigger a spiritual response in your meditation. So those are some of the pluses for meditating with music or with sound. But of course, are there drawbacks to meditating with music? Sure, let's talk about them. Number one, if you're a beginner, it could be distracting. It depends on what you're listening to, and we'll talk about that a little later on in the episode. But if you're just starting out in meditation, it may prove to be too distracting. It may sap your focus. It may do the exact opposite of what you wanted to do with meditation, and that is focus on your breath. But if you're focusing on your breath and you're new to meditation, you hear different sounds or different instruments, it could be a little jarring or unnerving. And the other point that might not be serving for you is becoming dependent on music. One of the pluses that I mentioned at the beginning of this episode was that meditation music, some nice, tranquil meditation music, kind of gets you into that space for meditating before you even start taking those deep breaths, which is a cool thing. However, if you start off learning that that is part of the process of meditating, that you absolutely need music to start a meditation, then once you don't have it, it might be a little difficult to start or to continue. So it may prove to be a crutch from the get-go. So since we're talking about music and meditation, let's focus on beginners, because obviously if you're an experienced meditator, you've determined if it's going to be beneficial for you. And if so, what types of music or what types of instruments are beneficial for your practice? So let's just focus on those people who are new to meditating. What are some things to be aware of as a beginning meditator in regards to music or meditating with music? Number one, if you're just starting out, I would encourage you to meditate without any music that has lyrics. And perhaps lyrics isn't the best choice of words, but let's just say that you should be meditating or start off meditating with music that does not have words. So quite possibly starting off meditating with chants or mantras might not be beneficial for you. Now, obviously, if that is part of the practice that you are studying, that's going to be a moot point because that is the very nature and the very focus of meditation. But if you are doing a type of meditation that is not chant-based or mantra-based, then starting off without those is probably going to be most beneficial. The second thing to be aware of, I already mentioned at the beginning of this episode, and that is making sure that you don't become dependent on music. So how do you make sure that that doesn't happen? Well, that's easy. You don't start off solely listening to music, meaning that if you have one session one day where you listen to music, then perhaps the next day you don't. You just focus on your breath and see where that goes. So once you've determined if you do want to meditate with music or not, and suppose it's a day you're like, yeah, you know what? I want some sound to accompany my meditation. What are some things to be aware of as a beginner? Well, if you do want to add sound to your meditation, it doesn't have to be music per se. Why not just start off with some sounds, some nature sounds? That's going to be a great way to break you into slowly integrating sound into your meditation. It's going to be a step. You start off with meditation sounds, nature sounds, maybe some white noise in the background, and then slowly think about words, mantras, or any other things that you can add of that sound component that you could put into your meditation next. But believe it or not, even if you are thinking about adding nature sounds into your meditation, there are going to be some that are going to be more amenable to your practice than others. The best are to start off with nature sounds that have a rhythm. As you might expect, the best are going to be the ocean. The waves hitting the shore and receding. Hitting the shore and receding. Hitting the shore and receding. You know where I'm going with that, right? You get that rhythm that's going to have a soothing effect, that's going to work with your meditation practice, with your breathing, and it's not going to be disruptive because it's got a tempo. Your brain isn't going to have to listen to see when it's going to happen next. It just starts to feel that tempo, starts to feel that rhythm, and just goes with it. Now, of course, conversely, if you have nature sounds that don't have a rhythm, that are very sporadic, that might prove to be a little jarring for a meditator who's just starting out. What's an example of that? Maybe, even though they sound nice, birds or crickets. If they don't have a pattern or a rhythm, your brain might start to try and find that rhythm, and in doing so, take itself away from the focus of your breath or your practice itself. And along those same lines, you might want to start off with deeper tones, more resonant tones, because anything higher up on the tonal value might be equally jarring. And that means pretty much those things that I just talked about, maybe crickets, maybe birds that are shriller, I should say. If you have sounds that are a bit more bass, that could be frogs, that could be the ocean. You know what I'm talking about. With that said, the next topic we have to think about is volume. It's safe to say that you want it to be at a volume where you can just slightly hear it in the background, but not so much so that it's distracting you from your breath or from your ability to just watch your thoughts. Meditation music is supposed to act as a background, not a foreground. It shouldn't be the focus per se when you're starting out. Now that you have some guidelines as to how to integrate sound into your meditation, where do we go from here? What's the hierarchy? Well, it's not so much that there's a hierarchy, but there are some things or some steps that you can practice along the way. Once you've become comfortable with nature sounds, then you can think about moving on to different sounds. What would those be? The next thing that I could think of would be the use of singing bowls. And I will probably do an entire episode on singing bowls, but for our purposes right here today, right now, a singing bowl is an instrument that creates tones and sounds, not together, not like different notes, but it creates a sound, a tone that just resonates, and you just listen to that and make that the focus of your meditation. I'll get into it more, obviously, when I do that entire episode, but that's something to segue onto after you've thought about integrating nature sounds and you said, yeah, okay, I can deal with sounds in my meditation now. So that is another avenue. The next thing you can think about is obviously just what I mentioned at the beginning of the episode, and that is integrating some mantras, some chants, or some tones into your meditation practice. As I mentioned on several occasions, I listen to many times during my meditations the simple chant of Om. When I am meditating with those practices that have that repetitious Om, it is very soothing and it's very focusing for my practice. And it acts, just like I said before, as a background. So that's something to think about as you become more advanced, integrating mantras, chants, and words into your meditations. So my friends, I hope this has been helpful for you, helped you learn a little bit more about how to integrate music and sounds into your meditation practice, whether you should integrate music or sounds into your meditation practice, and the benefit of alternating between silent meditations and meditations with background. Think about the things I talked about. Know that I'm going to be back here tonight with another episode of Calmer in 5 and another episode of Zen Commuter in the morning. But for right now, this is Tom Walters for Zen Commuter signing off, saying make the rest of your day spectacular, and I will see you on the road.